Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Get your motor running, California in a speed one. A scented coast party.
Is that loud or is
what?
That, what? That's kind of loud, isn't it?
Hey, if it's too loud, you're too old.
What? Hey.
Exactly.
Oh, I had the volume up too high on my head.
Welcome back, by the way, to the Computer Corner. You're listening also to News Radio 620 KTAR, in case you haven't figured that out by now.
It is hour number two of the world-famous, award-winning, 10-year, 11-year running... What am I, Tony Fumino now?
Yeah, we're not world-famous.
Yes, we are.
We're not even nearly famous.
Excuse me, Ian is in Scotland.
Oh, my bad.
Gentleman was Rory's from Rhodesia.
Yeah, Zimbabwe.
Those are parts of the world.
And the UAE...
That's right.
The United Arab Emirates.
And we get calls from Texas all the time. World famous. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Garrett Pella, Michael Valdivia, and a whole gaggle of geeks here every week to try to...
Robert's here, too.
Try to work our way through computer issues, problems, questions, and most of all, we're here to have fun. In fact, to that end, we want to offer to award the Bonehead of the Day to whoever desires it.
But before we do that... Perhaps it's time for our Geek Speak of the Week.
Absolutely. Every week we try to bring you something, something, something in the technology world.
A little some, some.
Some vernacular. And Garrett, what's our Geek Speak of the Week this week?
Well, Ken, this week it's sucking mud.
Sucking mud. Hey, that sounds pretty...
Can you say suck on the air?
Yes, you can.
All right. Yeah, I'm not sure you can say mud, though.
Yeah.
Sucking mud is a description of a crashed computer, which many of us have experienced this week.
I've never actually seen a computer physically crash.
I have.
Well, I haven't seen one suck mud either, but...
My hard drive crashed. How does your hard drive crash?
Because it fell off the counter.
Oh.
I have experienced this.
Yeah, it's that frustration thing, backhanding in, you know.
I've seen my cell phone crash many a time.
Yeah, it's called kinetic energy. So anyway...
Well, it says, according to the jargon file, this phrase comes from the oil field lament, shut her down, Ma, she's sucking mud.
Again, so that pretty much works when a computer is...
That's what it says.
Let me read this properly, though. Shut her down, Ma, she's sucking mud! That's the way you read that.
No.
A little bit of...
Now you have finally identified a reason to have Romy on this show.
He could probably say it much better.
He's the guy that needs to say that.
They're going up to the lake to suck their little heads of the mud-crawling creatures.
Like it all ties together. All right, what's our web attack free download of the week?
That would actually be Adobe Acrobat.
And the reason we're bringing that up this week is because a lot of people have the old version of Acrobat Reader.
Like old school 4, 5.
Right. 6 is out. If you haven't updated, it's got a lot of cool new features on it. In the world of Michael's intent was a lot of students may run into a situation where they need a PDF reader.
Happens all the time.
Actually, most of them in college now, they'll get their assignments over PDF through an email even.
Let us explain what PDF stands for, shall we?
Portable Document Format.
Yes, what that means is when you create a PDF file, it is usable by Macs, by PCs, by basically anybody on the internet, as long as they have this little program.
And it's free.
That we recommend, and it's free, absolutely.
Free.
The reader is free. The writer is pay, but right. There's some alternatives out there to creating that are not pay, and you can get those also at webattack.com if you just look for PDF stuff.
Check that out. All right. Where are we at here?
We had... the lady.
Michelle.
No, was it? Yes, it was Michelle.
Yes.
We were talking to her off the air a little bit about a machine she had that she was running, and it's not that old, and she turned it off.
Oh, it's not old at all. Is it all? Michelle, how old is this machine? Michelle? Hello?
Brian, can we have some caller
Is
voice?
Michelle with us?
I'm here.
Oh!
There she is.
Hi. So it wasn't Brian's fault?
No, it wasn't Brian's fault. It was mine.
No. Was it yours?
Yeah. Nice. I didn't tell him to turn it up.
Dork.
My bad.
Michelle!
Yes!
Hi!
Hi!
You have a very, very, very old Sony Vaio.
Actually, it's 1 week old.
Oh, okay. My gosh, that is old.
Well, that's
I had no idea we were doing such ancient technology.
Yeah, three versions behind everything now already.
Throw that sucker away, it's an antique.
So you got this old laptop that's a week old.
Right.
You bought it, and the power went out, and won't even come on?
Didn't even go out, it was just accidentally switched off.
Yeah, now this is a desktop, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you got to let her tell the story. You're making stuff up.
I'm sorry. I'm just lying to my teeth.
Okay, so something magically occurred to cause the power to go off.
Correct.
What was that magical event?
That was my husband's foot accidentally flipped the button.
I believe he's number 48.
Bonehead of the day.
Yes. So he flipped the power off, which under normal circumstances would be painful, but shouldn't be dramatic,
right.
Traumatic.
Were you guys having a fight at the time?
No, he was actually working on the computer.
Oh, ha ha ha.
I'd suggest that he get some counseling.
He's anger management
some
issues.
Deep Freudian issues, turning his own machine off while he's working on it, I'm not sure.
So this machine goes off, and you turn the power back on at some point, and now?
It will not restart Windows.
It gets that lovely menu that says you can try all these different options. Safe mode, not safe mode, not really safe mode.
Super safe mode.
Unsafe mode.
Normal mode.
The last time I booted right, okay, I'll boot that way again mode.
Right.
And exactly. Then normal, right?
Yeah, right.
And you've tried them all.
Right.
And which one works?
None of them.
I see. Well, Michelle, I'd say this is quality you can afford.
There's the quick way, and there's the not-so-quick way, depending on how much stuff you've already done to this machine, and you don't want to have to redo it way.
Right.
And the quick way is that usually, like you said, it's a Sony. It comes with these little discs they call restore CDs or restore discs.
The recovery disc,
recovery
yeah.
disc. They might call them that, too. Okay. You don't have to correct me all the time. Jeez.
Okay.
No, she does, actually.
Anyway, you put these things in there. You start up your computer, and they put it back to the way it was when you bought it.
Go
okay.
Girl.
The downside is all the things you did since you bought it, is all gone.
Okay.
So if you want to avoid that, then you have to go the other way, which is more involved and may
only
involve...
It's been a couple of weeks, so hopefully it isn't too much.
You know, it's been 1 week.
1 week?
1 week?
It's been... See, if Brian was on it, he'd have
I think
that.
He's watching, like male gymnastics or something real important like that.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, it's manly.
You might want to contact either the vendor that sold you the machine in their service department or Sony directly. Explain the situation. There is a way to reload the operating system only without wiping out the computer.
Well, I did call tech support for Sony today, and they got me into, I think it was the BIOS screen.
Oh, that was real helpful.
Tried to manually restart. That didn't work either.
Yeah. Well, what a big surprise that is.
Yeah, we could have told you that.
Okay.
The guy reading from the book just didn't know anything.
Yeah,
he's surprised,
So you've just entered into why the computer industry is so screwed up.
The guy that's working tech support that you talked to,
yeah.
on the side works the drive-through at the fast food joint.
Well, that's great.
No, he doesn't.
Then handbook's written in crayons.
I'm sure he's there full-time reading out of that book.
Yeah.
No, the problem is they sold you a nice piece of hardware, but they didn't really make a whole lot of money on it, and so they really can't support it as well as, you know, like, it'd be nice if you could just take it back to where you bought it from and they could just take care of it for you.
Right.
But it's just not possible because they sold too many of those things and they don't have a system to deal with that.
Did you buy it from, like, a local retailer or from a big box store or...
Local retailer.
So, yeah, you might want to try, checking with your local retailer. They'll probably be able to get you through this a little quicker. This is not something, I guess simple is the best way.
It's simple for me and you, but probably not simple for her, because there is a way to, without, like Ken said, without wiping the whole thing out, kind of reinstall the operating system over top of what's there, kind of like almost like an upgrade.
Yeah.
But whether or not somebody at Sony or wherever you bought this thing is able to or willing to walk you through that or do that for you is the question.
But you can try pushing that agenda and say the dudes on the radio said we can do this. So somebody...
Somebody
here needs to do this for me.
Well, I don't mind really, you know, running the recovery disk. I'm more concerned that this is a bad computer.
Well,
if you run that recovery disk and it still has problems, then that eliminates... That's the tool they use to decide whether or not it's a bad computer.
Okay.
You see, so if you don't mind running that, that's definitely the quickest way to either get you back up and running or to tell you whether there's some other problems after you do that, then you know there's a problem with the computer.
Okay.
Right. Michelle, since you have experienced this problem this early, and you're going to go through this process, if it does successfully reload the operating system, what are you going to do on your critical data for the next, for the rest of your life?
You know what? I'm going to back that up.
All righty, then. Yeah, I mean, you've been given
the song I heard over on Power 92, I think.
Wrong.
Yeah. Sorry.
We're going to have to get that song. That's a good one. Make sure you've already had a sign. Somebody sent you a sign that there could be a possibility of a future problem.
Right.
So just make sure your stuff is totally backed up.
Okay.
You know, just be paranoid and say, okay, tomorrow this thing's going to crash. What have I done to protect myself?
Like right. Michelle said, I'm going to back that up.
Right.
I am.
All right, Michelle.
Well, thanks,
hey,
guys.
Hey, good luck, and send us an email. Tell us how things work out.
I will. It'll
be interesting to see who steps up here.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Good luck.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Yeah, that's part of the deal. You buy a national brand from a big box store, then you might get a great price. But now, you know, after the, you know, what's the old saying about the long after the sweetness of price is gone.
We have our own thing. I think it's not what you buy, it's who you buy it from.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
So, if you're out there looking for a product and you haven't purchased it yet, a little thing that you may want to try doing is act like you're a person in trouble and find out what you're supposed to do when you have a problem before you buy the product so you can go, you know what? I don't care how good of a deal this is. I don't want to deal with that service department.
With big box stores, you get big box service. That's
I'm
right.
going to move on. I'm going to find somebody else. So that might be a good tip, word to the wise.
We're going
to
take a quick time out here, but when we come back, what do we have left?
Callers. We have Mona, Skeet, Greg, and a whole bunch of emails.
And we have all kinds of great stuff. So stick around. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Get personal with KTAR.
I work downtown, but live in Chandler.
The perfect woman.
She's got to be adventurous.
I go camping up in the mountains.
Plugged in. I like a smart woman.
Pretty much in touch with what's going on in the world.
Well, at some point, I'm going to be in her car.
If one of the stations isn't KTAR, she's probably not the one for me.
Get personal with KTAR. Live, local, first. We are News Radio 620, KTAR.
Apartment search?
Hello, yes, hi. I am a human-type person, not a termite, and I need a place to live.
All right, sir. What's your reason for seeking housing with us today?
Premise? I'm homeless because of Premise.
Was Premise your employer?
No, but they terminated everyone in my colony. I mean, company of human type.
How long ago was that?
5 years ago. Premise said I could not return for at least 5 years.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No. I hope to work at home.
Sir, you need to be employed to use our service.
But I'm starving. Could I please eat your place? I mean, stay at your place?
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir.
If you protect your home with Premise, termites don't stand a chance. Premise eliminates termites and their colony and is guaranteed to pest professionals. So ask for Premise, the only termite eliminator backed by Bayer. Or visit nobugs.com for more information. Premise is a registered trademark of Bayer.
I promise I...